This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in here toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, Johnson is going to share with us the unflattering childhood label that actually predicts higher income 40 years later. I'm going to guess, I already took one guess, and you told me I was wrong. Off here, I was going to guess nerd. Four. How about Four Eyes?
Nope. Okay. Would you stop?
I'm just trying to think of unflattering childhood labels from the 1980s when I went to, you know, elementary school. Anyway, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So you're welcome to, you know, comment on anything that's on your mind. That is here the point of Free Talk Live. Also on the way, Elon Musk says we need to regulate AI. And by we, he means the government needs to regulate AI, artificial intelligence, before it becomes a danger to humanity. And first, we'll start with AC. He's on the line in Ohio via Skype. Hello, AC.
Yeah, I got a story that I've been sitting on for a couple weeks now that happened right before the 4th of July. So a guy in Florida by the name of Cedric Jelks, while attempting to sit down in his car, accidentally shot himself in the penis.
Oh, no. That's always bad news.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the thing is about the before I get further story, I wish I could say the D word instead of penis.
Yeah, that thing, people don't like that one, so our radio station's probably.
Yeah, I wish I could because it's
unless you're talking about somebody whose name is Richard, but he didn't shoot a man named Richard.
No.
Yeah, because it would have been funnier that way. Yeah,
no, it's just as funny.
You know, it's still pretty ridiculous. So go ahead. What about?
As long as he didn't shoot off his Nixon.
Well, okay, so, you know, this guy basically, after he accidentally shot himself in his manhood, rushed into the house of a woman and then went into the bathroom where the woman looked at him and found that he had shot himself in the penis.
Is this a stranger or somebody?
This is the most interesting part of the story so far.
Yeah.
Excuse me, could you take a look at this? I mean, I've tried it, but I haven't had a lot of success with it.
So you don't know if this was somebody he knew or just some random lady
I think this was just some random lady.
Wow.
I think. Okay. So anyway, the woman then took him to the hospital to undergo surgery. Now, it doesn't say what the result of his injuries were. I'm going to take a guess. He's not going to get it up anytime soon.
Okay.
But I'm going to say, but that's not the worst part of the story. It turns out this guy was a felon.
Oh no.
Yeah, and he could face potential charges because of it for having possession of a firearm.
It's kind of a HIPAA thing, don't you think? I mean,
that's in medical privacy, that the police should not have been brought in. But presumably they call the cops on anybody with a gunshot wound, right? Isn't that a thing? Isn't that something they do?
Seems like a HIPAA violation to me. Seems like my medical privacy.
Maybe somebody would need to challenge that situation.
Sounds like this guy was shooting from the HIPAA.
I kind of feel like, you know, like, prove that I was carrying the weapon, I suppose.
Prove that it was he who shot himself, I guess, right? Unless he admitted that.
Yeah. He's going to have to admit it to...
It wasn't my weapon. It was just on the seat. I just accidentally sat on it.
Who put that there?
Should it be that that asking for medical help is the same as testifying against yourself? Because I don't think it should be.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. AC, anything else you want to share about the story?
Nothing I can think of. That's pretty much it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So,
I guess I'll have to amend my statement that, you know, convicted felons can't carry firearms, but they don't really check on it, and it doesn't matter unless you have to use it, or you shoot yourself in the penis.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, to TheVerge.com about Elon Musk, this guy who's been labeled a libertarian by somebody. I don't know who decided this dude was a libertarian, but it seems like every time I hear things about him, he's calling for some kind of welfare handout for his corporation or in this case, he wants regulations to be brought about against artificial intelligence. And dude doesn't sound particularly libertarian to me.
He's also, his companies rely very heavily on government subsidies.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's usually calling for welfare payments to his company. Elon Musk's thoughts on artificial intelligence are pretty well known at this point. He famously compared work on AI to, quote, summoning the demon, unquote, even though isn't there an auto-drive mode in the Tesla?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess he's okay with summoning the demon, but he wants the government to come in and keep everything in check. He's warned time and time again that technology poses as an existential risk to humanity. At a gathering of U.S. governors this weekend, he repeated these sentiments, but also stressed something that he says is even more important, that governments need to start regulating AI now. He told attendees at the National Governors Association summer meeting this last weekend, quote, I have exposure to very cutting-edge AI, and I think people should really be concerned about it. I keep sounding the alarm bell, but until people see robots going down the street killing people, they don't know how to react, because it seems so ethereal. Now,
I mean, yeah, I mean, I know the last time I saw robots going down the street killing people. Oh, wait, that doesn't happen. What is he talking about?
No, he's saying that people
are until people see this thing. Yeah. I mean, I know because I know how people behave when they see robots going down the street, killing people going down the street. What is he talking about?
No, what he's saying here is...
I know what he's saying, but what he's saying is ridiculous because he's basically saying a hypothetical scenario that doesn't happen. Like, until this happens...
No, he's saying in the future... This is what's going to wake people up. He's saying he's trying to let people know the dangers of AI, but they're not listening to him. They don't care because robots aren't killing us in the streets. That's what he's saying here.
Yeah, but, I mean, are there other things that could wake people up? I mean, I'm just saying, like, he's putting this hypothetical thing together that's ridiculous.
The solution, he says, is regulation. Quote, AI is a rare case, said Musk, where we need to be proactive about regulation instead of reactive.
Really what we need to do is we need to have legislation in place that will make sure that Tesla and other companies like mine are the only ones that can possibly have any impact on the market.
When you hear a successful businessman, especially a successful billionaire businessman, asking for regulation, all your alarms and whistles should be going off.
That's a great point.
This is it. They're asking to be made more wealthy.
I agree. We should have legislation against AI, especially if it has anything to do with tunnel boring machines.
Into, like, mountains or whatever?
This is a Matrix reference. But Matrix really isn't the problem. I mean, we've got
a
fear.
It's not a Matrix reference. It's an Elon Musk reference.
Oh, the tunnel boring for the...
Thinking Total Recall.
Yeah, the Hyperloop. No, he's currently digging all these tunnels.
It's pretty clear that Skynet's the problem.
Okay.
Not yet. That's still to come.
How do you know?
That's what the movies say.
Actually, no. That's the... Judgment Day happened...
1997 or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Significantly in the past.
All right, then never mind. I think they changed the timeline,
but I think it was like 2014, you know, maybe. Like still in the past.
So I like the new movie, by the way, the new Terminator. Did you see it?
Not Salvation. That was awful.
No, not that one. That one was okay, but no, the new one, Genesis. Genesis
was good.
I like that.
Genesis was good, but the one with Christian Bale needs to be disavowed and destroyed. Terrible.
So I think you're right here, Mark. People do need to perk up when they hear these business people calling for regulation. And, you know, he's the one who wants to be on the inside track of this. He's already talking to the governors of the various different states in the United States about this. And, of course, there's plenty of fear-mongering here. He says, by the time we're reactive in AI regulation, it's too late. He added that what he sees as the current model of regulation, in which governments step in only after, quote, a whole bunch of bad things happen, unquote, is inadequate for AI because the technology represents, quote, a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. Now, you've got him making these statements. You've got, didn't Stephen Hawking come out recently and say something similar about AI and how it could destroy us all?
Yeah, Stephen Hawking's on the same boat.
Yeah, so we're hearing a lot
of these... Two really intelligent guys, right?
Right, and people are going to take their word for it. They're going to, you know, buy into this. And are they going to regulate AI? And what's that going to look like? Is it going to be where, you know, like you suggested, that this that only Musk is going to be the one, you know, the one of the key players in this game, that only certain actors will be allowed to even code AI? And are we talking about now a government code regulatory structure that previously has not existed? There's no government agency that you have to submit your code to for your programming to get approval. Is that what they're talking about here? There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here and join us on the radio waves. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More on what Elon Musk is saying here. He's trying to scare people about the future of artificial intelligence. Says that we need the government to come in and help keep us safe from the bad robots. As though the government's going to make really good robots that are only going to help people, right? So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ann Johnson. And Mark.
Here I am.
There you are. Hey, thanks for my taking my call. I wanted to say I think that the more the government's involved in AI and robotics and it's just proven over and over and over again that what does the government spend most of its money doing?
Paying people?
Killing people. There you go.
Oh, I said paying people because the personnel costs are very, very high.
They pay people to kill people.
But what they're paying for is a lot of death and destruction.
For sure.
I've got a new name for the government, and the further away from me the government is, the bigger these guys are. And I call them destructo bots because that's what they do. They destroy, they interfere, they kill, lie, cheat. You know, they do everything. I mean, you know, there might be a smidgen here and a smidgen there of stuff that they do that actually is supporting the people. But the vast majority of their activity and the vast majority of the money spent and the vast majority of any activity they engage in is more and more likely to be, like I say, destructo bots.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is appropriate for this particular thing about AI.
So you're saying they're already robotic enough. The bureaucrats, you know, they can act very inhumane towards other human beings. They can act very automaton-like when they're enforcing their arbitrary rules. I mean, I've seen it, man, where government agents who, you know they have, like, families and they have feelings, presumably, but there's just some places, you know, sometimes where this sort of wiped look goes on their face and they are just robotically enforcing whatever the statutes say, and it's like they've taken any kind of humanity out of the task, trying to disconnect themselves from whatever it is, this inhumane thing, whatever item they might be doing at the moment, whether it's being a bitch at the DMV or, you know, just being a robotic cop enforcing marijuana laws or whatever. I've seen it.
Certainly, when you look at law enforcement and military, you're talking. I think you can make this argument, but the number one cost of government in the U.S., which I would think would be the government that you would make this argument about, because you know many of the Western European countries, it's not really this way. But the number one cost is Social Security. Number two cost is Medicare. I don't think most people look at those costs as destructo bots.
Well, they did collect money directly for those items. And of course, it turns out that they're not actually, constitutional anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I still call it a smidgen because, you know, I'm collecting Social Security. I paid out on that.
Oh yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I'm trying to punch the holes in the argument that you're making.
But also that was coerced. I mean, you know, when you start with coercion and your taxation and all of that, you're already dirty.
Yeah, sure.
You're already dirty. So I mean, you know, AI coming along and we want Musk to freaking regulate that? What the heck is that guy thinking?
I bet he'd be happy to serve on the board of regulators.
Yeah, you know,
didn't he just join and then rage quit one of Trump's committees?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. One thing, I mean, we need to look back to just just as a single example of what's going on in the central government in D.C. is the fact that we had this bad economic thing happen in 08, right? Wasn't that long ago? And, you know, I even called, okay? People wrote in, people emailed and texted. And,
oh, yeah, I remember that, where people were sending messages to, you know, during the bailouts or right before the bailouts.
Yeah, right. And,
they were sending messages overwhelmingly to Congress members saying, hey, don't do this. Don't do right. this bailout.
90 to 95%
yeah.
of all the messages were, don't friggin' bail.
Didn't work. Fell on deaf ears. They don't
care. We didn't even go on to say, well, they ought to be in jail. They ought to be being prosecuted. They, you know, but none of that happened.
Yeah.
And they just you know, up the debt some more. And you know, I mean, this business of what's going on in Washington, D.C., I mean, I get sick. I get a sick spiritual feeling whenever I'm anywhere near that.
I mean, it's a soul-wrenching career. We talked about it before where, you know, not only have I seen people just being vacant as they are sort of, you know, vacant of their humanity as they are working in these government jobs, but you also see them sort of waste away over the years as well. And Bad Slave, thanks for the call. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You know, I feel sorry for the, you know, young, fresh-faced bureaucrats who are, you know, just coming into the court system or whatever, and you see, I mean, I remember seeing a 20-something young lady getting in there, and I just knew that she was going to be an old grizzled hag, like hunchback and overweight at some point in her life, and it's just like the government just takes it out of you.
Well, one of the things that it really does is it offers these compensation plans, not the money as much as the insurance, the dental, and the optical, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. It's just so good.
And the retirement.
The retirement. The people can't leave. They feel like, well, they can leave, right? But they choose.
They feel like it's the best bet. I mean, because who wants to go work at a job where you don't get all those things?
Right. I have a friend of mine who's a government employee and wants to leave. Like, says things like, I hate my job.
Wow.
But he knows that if he does, he's and tries something entrepreneurial, which is what he wants to do, he's taking a big chance with his family's future.
Yep.
And he just wants to be, you know, he wants to save up enough money that he can leave the United States and go live in a foreign country on, you know, the kind of money that he's made. And he wants to get away, but he can't. And that's what it's like. It takes people who are skilled and optimistic and ready to do a great job in the marketplace, and it sucks their soul out of them. And it's sad. It's sad for them. It's sad for everybody.
Totally agree. Toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE, like Freedom Now. Elon Musk is saying he wants the government to suck the soul out of artificial intelligence programming, maybe prevent any kind of real significant advances by preventing competition, by preventing innovation, and only allowing a very select few into the club. 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the future of artificial intelligence, where certain high-profile technology people, like Elon Musk from Tesla Motors, and also Stephen Hawking, have been coming out and telling all kinds of scary stories about artificial intelligence. Now, Elon Musk speaking to a government panel, not panel, but a convention of governors of the United States, and telling them that they need to get around to doing some regulating. And he says, you got to do it fast. We're going to tell you more about that coming up here in moments. It's a terrible idea, but a good idea is to check out Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Whether you're interested in learning about the basics of Bitcoin, buying Bitcoin, playing games with your Bitcoin, interacting with other Bitcoiners on their forum, which is always open and censorship-free. They've also got a news section, which keeps you up to date on the latest in the Bitcoin world. Check it all out over at Bitcoin.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life.
Don't forget mining.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the mining pool thing. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Yep.
We ought to talk some more about that one of these days, because it's a pretty cool, you know, pretty cool thing that they've got going on over there.
I've been doing it for a couple of months now.
For people that want to get into mining. So toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So from TheVerge.com, back to the story here. Elon Musk telling the National Governors Association summer meeting that he believes that people should be concerned about AI, but it seems as though they're not, because murderous robots aren't tromping through the streets destroying life, so therefore people aren't taking his warnings seriously.
A CPU is a null death processor. Living tissue of a metal endoskeleton.
He added that what he sees is the current model of government regulation, where they only step in after a bunch of bad things happen, is bad here because it represents, that is, AI represents, quote, a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. Which, is he really trying to convince me that AI is a more fundamental risk to the existence of civilization than governments? Because it would seem to me that governments
or billionaires
are the biggest fundamental risk. Well, not every billionaire wants to, control the state, do they?
Not every billionaire.
I don't know. I think shooting along a tube at 300 miles an hour and running into the wall might be a risk to someone's life.
That's his thing. That's his new thing.
A hyperloop.
Can you find me a billionaire?
I think it was doing like 1,000 miles an hour, but yeah.
Can you find me a billionaire that doesn't want to control the state?
I'm sure there's some billionaires that, you know, leave other people alone, Mark, and just kind of...
Every once in a while or like all the time?
Invest their money in stuff and don't worry, it really worries.
What in the world do they need to invest their money for?
That's how they make money.
No. Once you have $1 billion, Ian, then you're trying to make the world a better place.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a billionaire and a statist, I'm just trying to find one that's not. If you're a billionaire and a statist, you're going to use what? The easiest method to make the world a better place you've been taught all your life is this method. You're going to control the state.
It seems like a cynical viewpoint about rich people, Mark, and I'm not sure why you've picked it up.
A cynical view about rich people? No, yeah. It's a look at human nature.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. It's natural to try to control people. Yes, absolutely.
You think that's human nature?
Humans are trying to control their environment, and people are in their environments.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make it okay. Humans were killing each other with impunity 10,000 years ago.
So you're saying you don't believe there's an actual libertarian billionaire out there? You don't believe that's true?
No.
Okay. I don't know enough billionaires, so I can't really say one way or the other, but I just don't have a cynical enough view of humanity to make a statement like that. I mean, it seems to me that a lot of people...
I'm not talking about humanity. I'm talking about billionaires.
Wow, now you're saying that billionaires aren't humans?
No. Did I say that? You said it's a look at humanity.
If they're humans, then presumably they have different opinions about things.
I've walked you down the primrose path, buddy. All you have to do is prove me wrong. I've said, look, this is how people react when they get enough money. And those people who have enough money, show me one that didn't.
Okay, but you're the one making the claim, and I don't think that there's, you know, I mean, yes, you can point to some billionaires who are trying to influence things, but of course you're not going to know the billionaires who aren't trying to influence things, because they're just doing their thing quietly. They're, you know, running their business or investments or whatever it is they're doing, taking care of their family or going on vacations. I mean, whatever it is that those billionaires do, you don't know who they are because they're not George Soros or they're not, Warren Buffett or whoever.
There's only 2,000 of them worldwide.
2,000 billionaires.
Yeah, 2,043.
And you're saying that 100% of them are all the same. They all have the same philosophy about trying to control other people.
Statism is not the same. There's lots of varying different
forms
of statism.
But you're insisting that when you get rich, you become a statist, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that the statists got rich. In many cases, they got rich by using the state.
Yeah, that's true, in many cases. I wouldn't disagree with you in some cases, or perhaps even many cases. But I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that everybody who is over a certain amount of wealth wealthy is a statist or a bad person who wants to control others.
Call in at 855-450-3733.
What, are you inviting the billionaire to call in?
That too.
The libertarian billionaire?
It, or anybody who knows of him or her.
Okay. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Richest person in Africa is Nicky Oppenheimer. I'm guessing that's a diamond mogul.
There you go.
Statist.
Okay.
Bill Gates statist.
Yeah. But you're picking out examples of, again, people that exist that you can point to that you know.
Yes.
And you're extrapolating from that everyone who has a similar amount of wealth must have a similar viewpoint about the state. And I just don't, I think that's really, I mean, it's sad. It's kind of cynical.
I call it likely. Not must. Likely.
Oh, you had said 100% of them.
No, you said 100%, my friend.
Okay.
You said it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought that's what you were trying to communicate here. It sounded like you were saying that about
I'd be willing to bet you $1,000
like
right
you,
now.
What did it sound like
that
you
there
were
is not a voluntarist billionaire?
It's certainly possible. I just said libertarian, but it's certainly possible that I misunderstood what he was saying. Did I misunderstand what he was saying? Because it sounded like every billionaire.
He's making this bet, you know, so.
So you are saying it's every one of them. You're willing
to put
money behind
it. I'm willing
to bet you. Okay. So now you're changing back to it's every billionaire.
I'm willing to bet because the likelihood of somebody mm-hmm. being a voluntarist is so slim and yeah. the likelihood of someone rising to the economic level.
Well, I didn't say they had to be a voluntarist. I just said, you know, they're leaving people alone.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
You said that they're trying to control the state for their own purposes, basically. And I'm saying there are probably some billionaires who don't want to be involved in the state, who don't want the state to, you know, do their bidding.
It seems unlikely that they would attain that level of wealth without, in most situations, because there's such a heavy involvement with the state at that level of monetary gain and involvement. Because there's so many regulations on business, there's so many regulations on money itself, that it seems like it would be very, very difficult to obtain that extreme level of wealth without, you know, I think it's possible to become rich.
I mean, if you were a teenager 10 years ago and you put your allowance into Bitcoin at the right time,
you could be a billionaire.
I bet you could.
You wouldn't have been able to sell that Bitcoin for sure.
Satoshi Nakamoto might be your out.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Bet.
I love it when he answers his own questions. Let's go to, I think we got Patrick on the line. Yeah, Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love your conversation today. I wish things were more simpler where all we had to deal with is a CB and a 69 GTO.
Did you say a CB, like CB radio?
Heck yeah. Don't you own one?
I do own a CB radio, as a matter of fact, because I'm a radio geek.
I do as well.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, you know, in a survival situation, those are the things you're going to basically be able to communicate with. You know,
Breaker 1-9, we got ourselves a seat cover going northbound.
Hey, question yesterday she asked me, and I had a very quick answer for her because I spent some time thinking about what you guys were going to drill me on about the questions we were talking about yesterday.
We were talking about police confiscating guns. I'm not sure where you're going with that, but hang on. We'll continue because you are a police officer.
Granny in the travel lane, I'm trying to put the hammer down. Come on now.
We're coming back with more. You can join us here. It's a convoy on the radio, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio to control the airwaves at 855-453. Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. Big news breaking out of our very own New Hampshire, where the new governor, Republican, has actually signed decriminalization of cannabis, of marijuana.
Get a job, Snoo Snoo.
What Snoo Snoo? Right. Sununu, apparently, is his name. I screwed up an article about him. I used his dad's name instead of his name. Apparently, his dad used to be a governor, too.
Yes.
I just had John.
Sununu,
yeah, I had John in the head, and I wrote that down when I was
Chris.
Talk about Chris.
Yep.
Anyway,
the same.
He's actually, you know, been pretty good so far, all things considered. We've had concealed carry legalization, as far as you don't need a permit now, so what they call concealed? I'm spacing on what it's called, but anyway, constitutional carry, that's what it is. And then, of course, the marijuana decriminalization. So we've had more gun and drug freedom so far in 2017. The Bitcoin Protection Bill went into place this year, which is a big deal. So we can tell you more about the decriminalization coming up here in moments. That's great news, but we still have to get back into the artificial intelligence story. But first, Patrick's on the line. He's a cop in or near Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Patrick. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, she asked me some questions yesterday, and I actually knew the answer. She said, well, don't answer the question. Think about it. But if you go into actual law enforcement training, you have to go through FEMA training, Federal Emergency Management, whatever.
Okay.
And they have FEMA 100, 200, and the hard one to get is 300. Now, what you're talking about, these are procedures that the federal government does in case of an emergency under martial law, what do you call it, when they get the National Guards involved. And
yeah, what you guys have to do is you have to hold the hot pass at Thermopylae until every one of you are dead, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You know it is. It's like, but anyway, it's funny because being in law enforcement, by the time it hit that point, we wouldn't be involved. Probably we'd be scared to death if we're going to get killed ourselves, because we're trying to defend the public out here, and those are our our family members and our community, you know. And then when you have those people step in and start declaring martial law, basically all we're doing is serving coffee. But it's if she actually looked in the FEMA 300, if she could get access to it and look through that, it would tell you how they would go about seizing things. And it would.
You're talking about taking guns. You're talking about going around and taking guns like they did after Hurricane Katrina.
And the key word to look up is eminent domain. Because once they have that eminent domain, nothing belongs to you at that point. Everything belongs to whatever they need to confiscate.
What's the doctrine of emergency? The legal doctrine of, well, all we have to do is declare an emergency, and then we can just get away with anything that we want to. And they can just essentially waive any kind of rights. Yeah.
That's scary because, I mean, think about it. Remember, what is it, Wag the Tail or whatever?
Wag the Dog.
They create Wag the Dog and how they create something like that. It could be something like that would declare a state of emergency across the U.S. And that's the scary part about it. And believe it or not, they're very picky about people being able to take the 300 course. You're just a selected few are allowed to, and I you can actually sign up for the course, but they limit it so much, and it's because of all the information that you're getting on that particular course that you need to take.
So you're saying, you know, that in an emergency situation, you guys will be serving coffee to the feds?
Well, the fact is this. I mean, it's either you play the game or you pay the piper. You know,
meaning if you don't do what they say, they're going to lock you up.
Yeah, we're just as much. It's sad. It really is because you don't realize. You know, it's like the outrank system. I outrank you kind of attitude, but the fact that it's really a small world when it comes to what you're limited to be able to do in an emergency situation in that particular case. And if you really look into it, I really don't want to say too much more because hopefully nobody's listening at this point, but I know somebody is.
Yeah, you're on the radio. There's a good chance there's other people in policing who are listening and.
No, it's just us.
It's
just
us. That's right.
We'll turn off the transmitter.
That's okay. I understand your point, but the thing is there's a lot of information of what she was asking that is involved.
Yeah, I don't even remember what she asked you at this point. So, and it doesn't matter because most of our
listeners. She asked me how they would go about doing it.
Oh, what, like a martial law thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember her question. Yeah, she had asked you if you thought that if you thought they would just like repeal the Constitution and just roll in with martial law, or they would like make a bunch of excuses first or something like that. I forget exactly.
But see, they couldn't do the excuses because people are too smart for that. And I mean, you think about it, guys.
They just go right on out in the open with,
well,
you know, machine guns.
What these globalists will do is they'll poison the water first.
Okay, it was funny. We had a situation where we had a fire out here, and it was quite a scare in the area, right? There were people walking out with AR-15s. Out at the local shopping centers.
Over a fire.
While they were shopping. Over a fire.
Like, were they expecting looters? Is that the idea?
Well, they were going to shoot the fire.
I don't know. Or they were trying to. I wasn't going to confront them. Heck, you know, hey, that's a nice gun.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
I don't blame you for that.
Thanks
for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, definitely overreactions are pretty common when it comes to the government. Now, Johnson, you brought up Alex Jones with a voice, and it's funny that you did that because I actually just sent today an email to the person who was his producer 5 years ago when he actually came on to Free Talk Live as a guest. And I said, yeah, it's been 5 years. let's have Alex back, kind of catch up with him. It was actually Vincent's idea, and I thought it'd be a pretty good one because a lot's changed for Alex Jones in the last year over the whole Trump thing and, you know, kind of getting on the bandwagon with all that. And I think it would be interesting to kind of, you know, question him about some of those things. Also, I want to ask him what his favorite video is of him. Like, you know, all those hilarious internet videos? You know he's seen some of them, right?
Oh,
like
sure.
Where people take him and make songs out of it or make just ridiculous, edited, hilarious videos. And I'm just curious, what, you know, which one does he like the best? I found it. Go ahead.
What is the one where he's either putting something in the water to turn the frogs gay?
Yep, that's right. That's one of them.
I can't remember what it is.
The DMT one, which is a fun one.
Which the one where the Capri Sun juice boxes are turning the kids in transvestites or something?
I remember that, yeah. And then there's the one from last year where he wipes his face. The person who edited the video, like, either put in inserted a sound effect or, like, really boosted the actual sound to where it was super loud. And he does it a couple times in the video, and just his behavior is just so hilarious. I found that guy's YouTube channel, the guy who edited that video, because I loved it so much. His name is Todd Dracula on YouTube, and he's got a few others, too.
Right,
so it's not his only Alex Jones video. So maybe we'll get Alex Jones back on the show. I'm working on it now. Of course, now that I've mentioned it on the air, it probably won't happen, but he's always been pretty cool about that. Like, he came on here, and we went on his show and talked about immigration, for instance, so I'm sure his viewpoint's probably about the same.
Just so I can say, hello, friend.
That would be hilarious to have you talking to him like that. And he seems to have a good sense of humor, you know.
When we met him up in the Talkers New Media Seminar, it's
in New York.
Yeah, in New York, probably been about
about 4 years ago.
Something like that.
Because it was after our interview with him that we met him in real life.
I've got to say that I considered him to be amicable, meek, pleasant.
Meek?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he wasn't trying to bowl you over or anything with his personality. He was just shaking hands, saying hi. I got a picture with him.
Yep,
he was very pleasant. I think he asked me some things about, you know, our business and, you know, vice versa. And that was about it. It was nice
and
guy.
He gave a keynote.
Yeah, he gave a keynote. Yeah, he was not meek at the keynote.
No, he was totally in
he was Alex Jones
character.
Standing on that that podium.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. We're going to get back into Elon Musk. There's a little bit more here because apparently he's talking about a specific type of artificial intelligence that is supposedly so scary. And then Jonathan,
just keep thinking about it with his last name, Elon Musk, and then just keep thinking he stinks.
He sounds like he does. You've got a response from Ray Kurzweil, who works for Google.
Well, not a literal response, but it certainly could be interpreted as one.
But we're going to get into that because he's got a very different position than Musk as far as the future of artificial intelligence is concerned. And those who don't may or may not recognize Kurzweil's name, he wrote a big book, I believe it was.
Well, he's also the head of AI at Google.
Right. More coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Do the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. Would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.